Ladies and gentlemen, it's Thursday, July 11th, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters, with 117 days till the presidential election, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. And we are absolutely loaded today. Loaded. Very little time to waste. It's Joe Biden's big boy press conference day. Is that a joke that the White House and the Democrats were making? It appears to have originated from the Biden administration, his big boy press conference. Why is it the big boy press conference? Because he's going to put on a fresh diaper. They're going to get him all doped up, and he's actually going to talk to the press for the first time in a presidential press conference in months, in a year. Can you remember the last time Joe Biden did a presidential press conference? I certainly can't. Probably been years. So they call it the big boy press conference. A joke, a big joke on the American people that they can hide Joe Biden, script TV interviews, script radio interviews, lie about his health. So, but it's the big boy interview, like wink, wink, nod, nod. The American people are so stupid, they don't realize Joe Biden is completely incompetent. Yeah, we do. And it's such a problem for you now, it still remains the number one story in the country that Joe Biden needs to drop out. So we're going to have live coverage of the big boy press conference. Is this his make or break moment? Is this a Democrat saying, all right, make this free throw and you can make the team. If you miss it, you're done. I'm thinking he'll probably go late, meaning he'll be late. Some people think he'll just outright cancel it. He's got to show up. If it goes after 6 p.m., we will be here covering it. So you will get live coverage right here on the InfoWars War Room, no matter what. So I've got a ton of political news leading into that from both sides of the aisle and the continuation of this struggle that the Democrats have right now of what to do about Joe Biden. But there are some more signs. I would say there's definitely some signs now of what they're going to do. I think I would even say that we have a clearer picture of what they're going to do today than we've had to this point. And I'll bring you the evidence that leads me to the conclusion that they maybe now do have a plan. They might still give Biden a chance. It's hard to believe. But as of right now, Thursday, July 11th, 2024, at 3:03 p.m. Central, Joe Biden is still the presumptive nominee. He has the delegates. So as of right now, Joe Biden is still their guy. And so you can sit here and say, well, how do they go forward with him, especially considering all the negative press in the recent weeks? But as of right now, it's still Joe Biden. But I think we kind of see their plan forming. All right, we've also got some geopolitical news. Pretty significant geopolitical news, in fact. Like I said, whole stack of, just a huge stack of election news. I mean, it's everywhere today. It's pretty much all election news. And it's kind of like the same thing. Democrats are panicked about this Project 2025 deal. They're also panicked with friend of the show, Ivan Raiklin. And they're writing all these hit pieces about Ivan because what is Ivan doing? Ivan's doing the same thing. Maybe not in the scale that Project 2025 is, but kind of at a more intimate level, boots on the ground level. And he's trying to organize and activate Republicans and Republican voters. And so now they're writing stories about Ivan Raiklin and what he's doing and saying, look, this is Donald Trump's henchman. He has a list. Okay, well, we're going to be joined by Ivan Raiklin to get down to the bottom of that. And then I got a ton of video clips as well. It's going to be a loaded show. We could run long tonight. Should the big boy press conference, maybe we should be taking bets. Is Biden going to be late? Is he going to be over, under? I'd say 30 minutes probably for the over and under. I mean, he's got to go at least 30 minutes, right? Anything short of 30 minutes is a joke.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
I wish I were here with better news. The fact is that you and I are sitting here today because this will be your last week of employment. And this is not an assessment of your productivity. I'm going to try not to take this personal.
Well, I just had a bad night.
Donald Trump posted that to his True Social account. And just as we told you yesterday, George Clooney was simply speaking for Barack Obama. That's now been confirmed or reported by multiple leftist news outlets, as well as other news out there that they're now, Biden's team believes that Obama is actually behind the scenes running the Joe Biden ouster. Where to start with all of this news? Let me start with this. Because I think that this is kind of the big, fresh thing to look at and get ahead of. It's kind of been a mystery. This turmoil inside the Democrat Party is truly organic. And I think that that's why it's so chaotic right now. And I've got all these examples. Some people are still riding with Biden. Other people are calling for him to drop out, and we'll get into all the headlines. I do believe this is organic. I do believe this is a true internal struggle happening. And if you look at how election cycles normally work out, you kind of go through this early in an election year and in the winter prior to an election year during the primary process. That's when things tend to get a little heated and the infighting kind of goes on. We saw a bit of that with the Trump supporters and the DeSantis supporters, and things got a little heated. And that's all behind us now. That's the normal cycle, and you know, that's all behind us now. So that's how this normally goes. Well, the Democrats are now in that cycle with 117 days till the election, way too close to the election. And people tend to have a short-term memory dealing with politics. So this is not going to go away. The damage that's been done to Joe Biden now, with the people calling for him to drop out and all of this infighting in the Democrat Party, this isn't like a January, February, March of an election year situation. By the time the election comes around, it's ancient history. This is like, no, people are going to remember this. People are going to remember this in the final month leading up to the election. And that's kind of the most damning thing. But to this moment, Joe Biden is still the presumptive nominee. But there's some things that are emerging now that I think give us an idea of what the Democrats have in mind when it comes to replacing Joe Biden. I think we have a pretty good idea. And I think that The ticket will be, it's crazy. Maybe, and Hillary's kind of the outlier in all of this, because we're all kind of living in this Hillary Clinton revenge world still. Believe me. But Obama is truly the leader. Barack Obama is truly the leader. And I think that the Democrats' plan right now, I think what they're floating around and talking about is a Kamala Harris-Michelle Obama ticket. I think that that's what they're looking at. They believe the namesake of Michelle Obama has enough pull. It doesn't matter. Michelle doesn't have to campaign. And I don't even know if it matters, president, vice president, either. I don't even think that matters. I think they're looking at a Harris-Obama ticket. And do not discount this important factor. Do not discount this important factor when it comes to a Harris-Obama ticket or an Obama-Harris ticket. It doesn't make a difference. Democrat voters are so stupid, they will literally think it's Barack Obama and go vote. Do not doubt me on this. And they know it's true. There will be groups of Democrat voters, specifically in population dense areas, deep blue areas, if they just see a sign that says Obama Harris or Harris Obama, they will literally think Barack Obama is on the ticket again. And that will motivate them to go vote. Do not doubt me on this. And the Democrats have made these measurements too. And that might be why, if there has been a long-term plan to get Michelle Obama involved at some point, that would be why she's not campaigning. Because they want people to think it's actually Barack Obama running. Now, I have evidence to support this theory, and I'll get to some of that later on in this hour. But I would say that there's enough evidence now. Some of the fog has cleared. Maybe it still depends on what Joe Biden does today at his big boy press conference. Maybe they figure, hey, people go through infighting and internal struggles during election years all the time. Biden can survive this. But I'd say enough of the fog has cleared now to say I think the Democrats want a Harris-Obama ticket. I think that that's what they're looking at. And I would even say Gavin Newsom, who's probably smarter than all of these people, that's why he's been rejecting the idea that he's going to get involved multiple times, because he might not want to get involved in this election. He might say, I don't want anything to do with this. This whole thing is a disaster. Call on me for 2028. But they're so desperate, they could beg Gavin Newsom and maybe he would get involved. But I think Harris Obama is where they're leaning. Now, I'll get to some of the other evidence here, but let's just look at some of the most recent here. Peter Welch is the first Democrat senator to call on Biden to drop out. That's the New York Times. Well, that's not even accurate, but it doesn't matter. Michael Bennett has called for Obama to drop out. Chuck Schumer has said he's okay with the idea of Biden dropping out. And so Welch is technically, you might say, the second or the third. So no, it's not the first, but the New York Times is pretending it's the first. Doesn't matter. Point is, yet another congressional Democrat is saying it's bad. Actually, to quote him, it's a catastrophe, said the Democrat from Vermont. A catastrophe. Speaking of the debate, we can't unsee what we saw. Well, where have you been all this time? It's a real problem, he says. It's a real problem. We can't unsee what we saw. Well, I guess he hasn't been watching. I guess he hasn't been looking. We've been seeing this for quite some time. So you have dozens now of congressional Democrats that have called for Joe Biden to step down. You can't put that cat back in the bag, as they say. And we're not we're not a year away from a presidential election. We're months away. So this is short-term memory stuff that people are going to be talking about, thinking about, as we are right up against the election. Mia Farrow, this is just more of the Hollywood celeb BS, turns on Joe Biden, saying time to pass the torch. Now, what's funny is she made a tweet or a post on X about it, and she then erased it. people think this was George Clooney that put her up to this. She's got her nice little gay flag there in the bio, too. It's nice. Is she gay? I don't know. She deleted it, but she's calling for Joe Biden to step down. You know, there's another struggle in this, too. How do you deal with this? How do you deal with Joe Biden is the greatest president ever, which is what they've been telling us. Joe Biden, greatest president of all time, is what they tell us. Oh, to now, he needs to drop out. It's a disaster. It's a catastrophe. We can't run with Joe Biden. We won't win. Well, what do you mean? Most votes of all time? Greatest economy ever, Jack? Most secure border ever, Jack? All the accomplishments? I mean, they've been telling you how Joe Biden is the greatest president of all time. Most votes of all time. Now, all of a sudden, he needs to drop out of the race? What happened? Oh, it was just a bad debate. Please. That's what they'll tell their voters. Oh, it was a bad debate. Oh, my gosh. No. This guy is extremely unfit. He's extremely unpopular. His presidency has been an absolute disaster. And you voted for him to be the nominee. So what are they going to do? He's the greatest president of all time. Oh, but we need to force him to drop out. Well, okay. If he's unfit to run and it's so bad he needs to drop out, well, then how can he still be president? What are you saying now? Now you're saying he's unfit to run. Well, then how is he fit to be president? They got problems. But again, the Democrat voter, do not underestimate the Democrats even understand this. The average Democrat voter is so ignorant and uninformed and just flat out stupid that they really think they can get away with all of this and a Democrat voter will still vote for Biden or whoever they put on the ticket. And they're shocked when they find out otherwise. By the way, Alex Soros, he's riding with Biden. He's going to be riding with Biden after he got engaged to Hillary's alleged lesbian lover. And you know, Alex is also in photos with men looking quite twinkish. Soros, the big Democrat donor, let's stop running against ourselves and run against the existential threat that is Donald Trump, Biden-Harris 2024. So he gets engaged to the Clinton associate, Uma Abedin, and now he's riding with Biden. So that's a legitimate fracture. Hey, the people voted for Biden to be the nominee. We need to protect our democracy. Anybody coming out against Joe Biden is coming out against democracy. It was Barack Obama all along. Now, let's just flash back for a minute and remember when the most recent fundraising effort that featured Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, and Joe Biden, when Barack Obama had to lead Joe Biden off the stage. Now, do you remember what we were reporting then? How unnecessary it was for Obama to do that? So unnecessary that we think it was intentional? Was that the beginning of the end for Joe Biden? Did Barack Obama intentionally embarrass Joe Biden with the yank off the stage, grabbing him by the hand and helping him off the stage, a lost and dazed and confused old man? Was it done intentionally? Was that the beginning of the end? Did Obama intentionally embarrass Joe Biden in that moment? And now here we are today. And Obama is now getting deeply involved in these matters since. Biden aides believe Obama is plotting Joe's ouster after the Clooney op-ed. Never doubt me, folks. What did I tell you? George Clooney, he's the voice of Barack Obama. He's the Hollywood henchman of Barack Obama. Now even Team Biden is admitting that. Maybe they're tuned into the show. I mean, after all, they need to be informed, so they probably should. Team Biden believes Obama is behind the ouster. That's Yahoo News. Politico has a story. Politico. Barack Obama and George Clooney were in touch before the actor wrote his brutal op-ed suggesting Biden was a diminished man who should step aside. Obama did not encourage or advise him on the op-ed, but he did not try to dissuade him either. Oh, yeah, I'm sure he didn't. I'm sure he didn't encourage or advise him. Mm-hmm. Of course, the entire insinuation of the story is just that, that Obama was behind the Clooney op-ed. How do you think Clooney even gets the op-ed? Who do you think is making these connections? You think George Clooney is calling up saying, hey, I want to write a piece? Or do you think Obama is pulling some strings saying, hey, let's get Clooney to write a piece? How do you think that goes? But okay, now we get in to the fog clearing. By the way, you know, how many boats and mansions does George Clooney own? Because he's causing an awful lot of climate change. The embattled Biden campaign tests Kamala Harris' strength versus Trump. Oh. They're testing Kamala Harris' strength. Should we test Kamala Harris's strength? By the way, all these polls they're releasing are garbage. But they're putting them out there as this starter of, oh, well, maybe Kamala can beat Trump. Kamala had a speaking engagement today. She was at the top of her game, wasn't she? She was at the top of her game. Here's another Kamala moment today in clip 17.
They taught us that we could do anything and should never be burdened by the limitations of other people to be able or not be able to see what can be. And this is that community who understands and can see what is possible unburdened by what has been.
Okay. Now, it's really not worth to spend so much time trying to even understand what that word gibberish garbage salad was. But it sounds like what she's saying in this weird circular vocabulary, just repeating the same thing over, it's like she looks up synonyms for one word and then just reads them all out. It sounds like what she's saying is, it's like she's telling black people, don't let white supremacy or white history hold you back, is what it sounds like to me what she's saying. I don't know. That's why I don't want to spend too much time on it, because it really doesn't make any sense if you just look at the statement and read it. But it sounds like that's what she's hinting at. Wait a second. It's the American left that are telling black people they're the victims. It's the American left that are sitting here pointing at slavery and white supremacy and all this other stuff and telling black people to hate white people and blame it on police and blame it on slavery and you need everything given to them for free by the Democrats. So, I don't even understand the intention here, but let's not spend any more time on that. It doesn't even matter. There's your word salad from Kamala Harris. They're testing her strength. Now, remember, Kamala Harris went to the U.S. men's basketball team practice for a photo shoot. And we can laugh and it's funny and that's fine. But believe me, this is strategic. Believe me, this is strategic. And it's not a coincidence in this moment where the big a big topic of discussion is the Democrats losing the black vote to Trump that they go hang out with the U.S. men's basketball team. And then it's no coincidence that Barack Obama is doing the same thing, sitting courtside at the men's basketball game last night. And, you know, look, the only person more popular in politics than Barack Obama is Donald Trump. But let's not kid ourselves. Barack Obama still has the charisma and the swag. as he's gallivanting and peacocking around. Now this was hilarious. Have you guys ever seen the Key and Peele sketch where they say Barack Obama gives a lot of dap, fist bumps, hugging and everything when he sees black people, and then when he sees a white person, he just gives a quick handshake and moves on. He literally did that at the U.S. men's facilities. You guys cut the video off early, but if you go back, you'll see it. He goes up to all the black basketball players and is hugging them and dapping them and shouldering, and then the white guy, quick handshake, and then walks away. So it really is irrelevant, but it was just kind of funny. The point is, this is not a coincidence. Now, I want to give the audio of this, too. Yeah, here's the, it's literally the Key and Peele thing. You can't even believe it, except you saw it. I want to give the audio because listen to the audio here as people are watching Obama dap up the men's basketball team. Listen to what some of the people in the crowd say. Go ahead.
Good to see you, man.
Say hello.
Four more years, he's got my vote. Grumblings that they would vote for Obama again.
It is true, I am the Hooper in chief. And
all right, that's enough. I'm telling you, it seems trivial. It seems mundane. This is 100% strategic. It's free press. It's good political optics. It's targeting black voters. It's trying to remind people that the Democrat Party is cool. It's the party of Obama. And Obama, I don't want to spend too much time on this. Obama is one of the greatest psyops ever pulled on the United States of America. And many leftists and black Americans are still under the spell. And it was very clear watching that video. It's undeniable. The long-legged Mac Daddy, as it was once said. He's still the long-legged Mac Daddy. So Obama is putting himself back in the picture. Kamala is trying to do events to make herself relevant. While Michelle Obama is the disappearing act, I believe this is all strategic, ladies and gentlemen. I think they want you to remember Barack. They want you to remember how cool Barack is, how charismatic Barack is, how popular Barack is. So Barack is kind of unofficially campaigning right now, getting the optics, getting the viral videos, getting the hype. And so if they do end up running Michelle Obama as president or vice president, Democrat voters will literally think it's Barack Obama. Do not doubt me on this. They will put out signs that say Harris Obama or Obama Harris, whatever, it doesn't matter, and they will literally think it's Barack Obama. This is all strategic. This is not a coincidence. Trust me. Now, I got more on this issue coming up with... See, and this is the problem. We've got this Umar Johnson video where he talks about how the Democrats are actually against black Americans now. But there's like this little hint where he can't fully break from the spell. He's still under the Obama psyop. And then we also have the issue where they're talking about, well, one way to get Biden out is the campaign funds. Wait a second. Last week you were saying Joe Biden just raised the most money of all time. So what is it? What, he has the most money or he has no money? I'm trying to figure this out.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
I haven't had a gold sponsor in 10 or 11 years. Not that gold and silver isn't a great thing to get, but because the industry is so corrupt and horrible. Anything good is going to have bad people. Like, America's been great and amazing, so evil people came here to take it over. It's the same paradox. Bad times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make bad times. It's a paradox of success creates decadence. So I had a good gold company. It's been my sponsor going back 28 years ago. They shut down because all the regulations and control, because they weren't making enough money, charging a fair rate. Had been a gold sponsor in 11 years. So then I'm looking around. I already want this guy on as a guest. He already has the biggest silver operation in the country, one of the biggest gold, 25 years in business, Kirk Elliott. He always comes on, barely does even plug his products. And so I go, hey, I need a sponsor. I want you on as a guest. He says, hey, I've been trying to contact you. You want to be a sponsor? So he's been on with us for 8 months. He's giving you great advice. The silver's gone up and gold's gone up massively since he came on. All his predictions have basically beyond come true. It's been worse than what he said. He's been very conservative. So it's like overly came true. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
This is a no-brainer. Everybody needs to get into silver and gold. The problem is there's so many sharks and so many scammers playing on the public's ignorance. You guys have the highest rating. I'm endorsing you. Your consultants, you pay 8% for your consultancy and then nothing back to sell. That's incredibly valuable. That's where they get you. Everybody should call the number. They should email you, say Alex Jones sent you because you're a great sponsor. We get the support for the InfoWar, and they should do it. Everyone needs silver and gold, whether it's 10 silver bars or 100 silver bars or one gold bar or 50 gold bars. People need to get into this because this is what the elites are doing. It's so simple. KEPM.com/gold. Kirk Elliott, PreciousMetals.com/gold. Go to that link. It gives the show support. Get the best deals. Call 720-605-3900. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. And to me, I only promote something that is an absolute no-brainer.
Lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/go.
One of the things I learned that shocked me was that the government was putting fluoride in our water. Not to mention all the other chemicals and food and water that cause health problems and thyroid issues. And I figured, what is the solution? Nascent iodine kept coming up in research. We decided here at InfoWars to bring you the purest form of nascent iodine. Survival Shield X3 can help support your thyroid and help with a healthy metabolism. Survival Shield X3, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Piercing through the globalist agenda, welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Losing the black vote, which keeps you in power, what would you do? Well, you'd try to have a ticket with two black people on it. Now, I don't want to have this debate because it's irrelevant, and I have a lot of people messaging me this, and I've read even deep into the controversies. Is Kamala Harris even eligible to be president? Honestly, I would say technically yes, and I have people that completely disagree, and they break it down. But she was born in the United States, and there is legal precedent that says that's technically a naturalized citizen, even though neither of her parents were citizens at the time. I'm not going to have that debate. I don't think it matters. And it's not worth even talking about that Kamala Harris is not even African American. She's Indian and Jamaican, a descendant of slave owners. Also irrelevant. Now, it's information that should be known to the American people. Won't be a factor. So here's more proof, and they have the poll numbers. They've seen the videos. They saw Trump's rally at the Bronx. They see what's going on. The Daily Show bring some black Americans onto the show in hopes that they'll talk about how they're supporting Biden. They don't get the results they want in clip 18.
Okay, so who will you be voting for in 2024, Daryl?
Do I have to say his name? I don't want to, but more than likely, it's going to be Trump.
Yeah, okay. Unbelievable. Then, unbelievable.
Who are you going to be voting for?
Biden.
And then Victor?
I'm with her.
Oh, Biden, okay.
Trump.
Eric Trump?
Biden. Mm-hmm.
Biden?
Trump.
Okay, we're an even split, which I didn't see that coming. So do you think there's going to be a big shift, any sort of change?
I think it's going to be a big shift.
Me too.
Big shift? Shift?
Yes.
Big really? Shift. Okay.
For me, I've always been a Democrat. And it's like, for the most part with the Democratic Party, they always make a bunch of promises that they can't deliver.
You know, they use the issues of the African-American community as a soapbox to stand on and make promises, you know, just to get us to come out and vote. And then once we vote and everyone's in place, it's like, well, what happened?
And let's be clear about this, too. It was a 3-3 tie on that 6-person panel. I would tell you the guy on top of that panel who said Biden, he'll be Trump by November at this rate. So the Democrats have to course correct, and they assume, well, how do we win over two black women? How do we win those two black women over? How do we get them to vote Democrat again? Harris Obama. This is how they're thinking. Now, Umar Johnson is a famous pro black activist, influencer, however you want to put it. And what's ironic is I don't think Umar Johnson is a racist because he's pro-black. He might be racist, he might not. I don't really care. Being pro-black is not being a racist. But it, of course, it is ironic. I think it's worth mentioning. If any white person had the same rhetoric as Umar Johnson does about white people in the white race, then of course they would be racist. But that's just some of the cultural hypocrisy that we deal with here. Regardless, he goes on the Breakfast Club with Charlemagne, which is a hilarious situation there with Charlemagne. He lets Joe Biden go on his show and say, if you don't vote for me, you're not black. I mean, it's almost like that statement gets worse. It's still stunning that he even made that statement. And then it's even more stunning that Charlemagne just let him do it to him. But listen to what Umar Johnson says, and I have to do a little bit of a breakdown while this is happening. Listen to what Umar Johnson says as, again, people are realizing the Democrats actually don't care about black Americans.
Bottom line is when Joe Biden got elected, he said he wanted to fast track 4 million undocumented residents to full citizenship. Black people completely ignored it. Mm-hmm. I spoke on it. I said, do you know why he want to fast track 4 million? Because he know he's not going to do nothing for us. We ain't going to be motivated to vote for him November. So what he's going to do is have these migrants already set up with citizenship so they can replace the black vote that he loses. The migrants are being put in our communities on purpose, New York and Chicago on purpose, because they are what? The two blackest cities in America. They're the two largest cities in America. They're the two most politically conscious black communities in America. So if we can wash out the black with the brown in New York, if we can wash out the black with the brown in Chicago, Philly don't stand a chance. Atlanta don't stand a chance. L.A., Houston, Dallas, Detroit, Chicago don't stand a chance. The migrants are here for three reasons. Replace us at the polls. Replace us at the low-end industry jobs. They're not the enemy. The problem is black people don't get as much opportunity. Mm-hmm. So then people say, well, you know, white people don't really like brown people like that. That's true. But you know what the difference is? They don't have the burden of accountability with them that they have with us. We built the country. Mm-hmm. So every time they look at us to deal with us,
so just pause it real quick. And there's a ton of this. I didn't want to play all, like, you know, 15 minutes, but a lot of what he's saying, if not most, is true. And you could sit here and debate some of the, you know, nuance of it. But here's what's frustrating is that there always has to be this hint of anti-white or assumptions of white people. That's what's so frustrating about it. It's like, oh, white people don't get along with brown people. What are you talking about? So it's like, dude, you're having a massive political realization here. But you still, it's because here's what it is. He's probably smart enough to realize the reason why he's popular and famous and maybe rich, I don't know, is because of that anti-white bent that is kind of the launch pad for everything else. But it's like, dude, you're having a political realization here that could bring everybody together to help America, but you have to cling to that anti-white crap because that's how you make your bottom dollar. It's frustrating, but continue.
Y'all brought them here, and they built y'all into what y'all are. They don't have to say that to the Venezuelans. They don't have to say that to the Colombians. They don't have to say that to the Mexicans. So although they don't like brown, they would much rather deal with them than the black, because with the black, there is a white man's burden that you owe them restitution for 246 years of unpaid labor. Now let's look at what Eric Adams is doing over there in New York. A family of four is getting $1,400 a month. $1,400 a month. Do you know that that's more than what some of the veterans are getting with a child? They're getting more money than veterans who served in the military. Damn. Not only that, they're getting free food stamps, free child care, and permanent housing. Although New York City
pause it. This is what I'm saying again. And just rewind it so you get that part. This is the real issue here. You don't need to go on the anti-white 250-year-ago history that you've never lived. You're having a big political moment. You're having a big political realization. You're hitting on the real news. But it's like he just has to have the overtones and the undertones of, oh, yeah, by the way, the white man is still bad. And I don't know if the Trump part is in this clip. If not, we'll play it in the next segment. But are you hearing this? Oh, illegal immigrants are replacing us. They're getting all the free stuff. We're not. They're getting better deals than even American citizens, veterans. And then he's going to mention the black community again. Go ahead.
Free food stamps, free child care, and permanent housing. Although New York City has a black homelessness rate no less than 35%. So you got black people who pay taxes living on the street, and you got migrants who ain't paid a single tax in their life eating and living better than the black people who built the country. If I was talking to Eric Adams and Brandon Johnson of Chicago, I would ask them something. What is the Democratic Party giving you guys that you're willing to sacrifice your political future to push this migrant agenda? Because I don't see how they get reelected by black folks. I don't see how. And if your city goes to
all
the migrants.
So we'll come back and finish this and play him mentioning Donald Trump being right on the other side. But folks, who does Umar Johnson sound like? Who does he sound like? A conservative talk show host. Where have you heard everything he just said before? Only on conservative talk shows. And who's playing this clip? Who's highlighting this clip? Who's celebrating this political realization? Conservatives, mostly white, by the way. Isn't that funny? The only people that will play that and highlight that and sound exactly like that are conservatives, mostly white.
Police have tracked down a killer whose crimes spanned the country. The man accused of killing a Maryland mother of five on a popular hiking trail has been captured in Oklahoma. Rachel Marin was dragged from a hiking trail in Maryland where she was raped and murdered. Hernandez allegedly has ties to the notorious MS-13 gang and entered the country illegally in February of last year.
The sheriff says that he fled to the U.S. illegally after murdering a woman in El Salvador in January of 2023. Just 1 month before he entered the U.S. last year, Interpol issued an arrest warrant for Hernandez.
We are 1,800 miles away from the southern border, and the American citizens are not safe because of failed immigration policies. This is the second time in just 2 years that an innocent Harford County woman has lost her life to a criminal in our country illegally.
As far as I'm concerned, the Biden administration has the blood of Rachel Warren in their hands.
Two officers were shot overnight. The suspect also shot in the exchange of gunfire.
Police also saying that suspect Bernardo Raul Castro Mata currently resides at a migrant shelter not too far away from here.
Christian Inga was arraigned today in New York City on charges of sexually assaulting a 13-year-old girl after school last week in a shocking daylight attack. Police say the 25-year-old migrant from Ecuador approached two teens in the park at knife point. According to the criminal complaint, the suspect tied the boy and girl to one another, gagged them, then raped the girl before fleeing the scene. Police say Inga entered the U.S. illegally through Eagle Pass, Texas, back in 2021.
We've also learned from law enforcement here in New York that Christian Ingalandi was actually ordered to go back to Ecuador just a year later in 2022. Had he been deported, we may not have have this case that has really struck a chord with people here in New York City, but even people around the country.
A Venezuelan gang known as Tren de Aragua has victimized thousands through extortion, drug and human trafficking, kidnapping and murder. And now U.S. law enforcement, including Customs and Border Protection and the FBI, say the gang has made their way into the country.
U.S. Border Patrol Chief Jason Owens, who has confirmed multiple arrests of alleged Tren de Aragua members over the last year, issued a warning in early April after reporting yet another arrest. Watch out for this gang, he said. It is the most powerful in Venezuela, known for murder, drug trafficking, sex crimes, extortion, and other violent acts.
Today, an illegal immigrant who killed someone in Troy is set to be sentenced. Carlos Corrales Ramirez pleaded guilty to the deadly stabbing last month. He admitted to killing a man near River and Dow Streets last September. The Honduras native was also charged with a stabbing in Maryland last February. He was arrested for that crime, but was later released because Maryland officials never extradited him.
Eight individuals, all from the Central Asian country of Tajikistan, were arrested in Los Angeles, New York, and Philadelphia. They entered the United States this year and in 2023, crossing the Mexican border. They were vetted and allowed to remain in the country. CBS News has learned further investigation uncovered the men had possible ties to ISIS-K.
Five men in the U.S. illegally were arrested Monday morning in Northeast Missouri after a teenage girl was reported missing in Indiana. The suspects are accused of kidnapping the 14-year-old from her home. They were tracked down in Macon County. All five of these men are charged with second-degree kidnapping and first-degree endangering the welfare of a child.
Developments in the brutal abduction and murder of a 12-year-old Texas girl whose body was found dumped in a bayou. Police arrested 21-year-old Johan Jose Rangel Martinez and 26-year-old Franklin Jose Pena Ramos, both illegal migrants from Venezuela. Surveillance video appeared to show both men with the girl just hours before she was found dead. Both men have been charged with capital murder, critics blaming Jocelyn's death on President Biden's border policies.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, so let's finish these clips and then move on to what's next. So here's the rest of that first clip, and then we'll play Umar Johnson talking about Donald Trump. So go ahead and finish the first clip.
And if your city goes to the migrants, you can best believe the migrants ain't electing no black person to mayorship. So you're literally dying on your sword for the Democratic Party. Do you know that New York City has spent $1.5 billion on the migrant crisis so far? It's projected that this year, 2023 was $1.5 billion to take care of migrants. $1.5 billion. 2024 and 2025, they said it will cost New York City $9 billion. Chicago has spent about $350 million this year on the migrant crisis, and that's expected to quadruple. And you know what was so disrespectful about Chicago with regard to Brandon Johnson? Remember all them schools they shut down in Chicago because they said they couldn't afford to operate them?
Mm-hmm.
They opened them up. Not only did they open them up, they renovated them. They renovated them, turned them into apartments for migrants, so you sleep upstairs, go to school downstairs.
You know, it's amazing. He sounds exactly like a conservative talk show host. Again, I wouldn't say he's racist. I don't know if he's racist. I don't even care if he's racist. He's pro-black, and there's nothing wrong with that. You're not racist just for being pro your own heritage or skin color. I couldn't care less. But it's funny how he's constantly projecting all the anti-white garbage, buying into the division against white people, and yet he's saying the exact same things that white conservatives have been saying for years, that white conservatives have been banging on the desk, shouting into the microphone, trying to pass legislation. So it's like, dude, we're your allies. We're your allies. You sound exactly like a white Republican voter. So it's like there's still that one step that's necessary. And I don't know if he's doing this consciously because he believes the only way for him to make it with his personality type or you know, celebrity status is to be whatever, have these anti-white things or these race division things. or if he really still believes that. But it's like, dude, you're one step away from getting it. Like, you're almost there. White conservatives not only agree with everything you've just said, we've been saying it for years. It's time to join the team. You may not like my skin color. I don't care. We have the same views, which are we want Americans to live great in America, for America, by Americans. That's what we want. We don't care what your skin color is. We just want Americans to be successful, have prosperity, have freedom. Don't care where, don't care your skin color. So it's like it's just one step. You're just one step away. If you could just put down your identity politics, just put down the race baiting, put down the racial division, and it's like we're there. We're finally there. Just one step away. Here he is admitting Donald Trump was right about the issue.
See, when Donald Trump said during the debate that Joe Biden is taking black jobs and giving them to migrants, he was correct. Although he didn't say it because he cared about us, but he's right. When people say, what do you mean by black jobs? Get out your bougie feelings and deal with the reality. One third of black men have a felony. So there's a lot of jobs they will never qualify for. They are mostly what? Essential workers, warehouse, trucking, security. And a lot of those jobs are going to who? The migrants. So that's what he meant by black jobs. We got to stop being so sensitive and look at the reality of it. I was reading a report the other day. They said the Latinos taking over the construction jobs. They taking them over. Mm-hmm. And the low industry work, like your gardening and your landscaping, completely taking it over.
All right. So he's completely right. The non-citizens, the illegal aliens are taking all the jobs. Black jobs, white, it doesn't matter. They're taking all the jobs. Have you had a driving service, a food delivery service? Have you had that? A repair service anytime recently? It's almost every single time a non-English speaking illegal alien. It's very frustrating. It's funny, the ones that come from Russia and Ukraine at least try to speak English. The ones that come from Latin American countries, South American countries, they don't even try to speak English. They don't even try, and they can't. Now, again, Democrats are hearing this. There's a buzz about this. And at this rate, even Umar Johnson will eventually endorse Donald Trump. Now, of course, he'll say, I know Trump's a racist and he hates us black people, but he's the best thing for us. They know this is coming. They see this. They see this as just months away. So how do you correct course? How do you stop it from happening? You get Joe Biden out and you replace it with a Harris-Obama ticket. And I think that this is the realization. And I think this is where it's going. Now, here's Jen Psaki propping up Kamala Harris in a recent interview, clip 11.
Kamala Harris, the vice president, I'm going to call her vice president now because I keep calling her. She is like, in my view, an undervalued talent. She's a very fierce communicator. She's very strong, especially on one of the core issues that made the election maybe won or lost on, which is abortion rights. And this is why I think when she did a couple of interviews after the debate, I was sitting on the set with a bunch of other MSNBC anchors, and we were like, everybody was like, that was great. It's like, yeah. That's what she's doing out in the country, and nobody is really tracking it. It's just, that's who she is. But there is a character out there. It's almost like public opinion hasn't caught up with what she is doing out there. And also, we live in a country that is sexist and racist. So, like, there is that. Not everybody at all, but there is a level of it that does impact elections.
With Inside Jen Psaki, it's Jen Psaki. That's hilarious. Telling you folks, they're looking at Harris Obama. They're looking at Harris Obama. And now here's what I'm afraid of. This happened last week. Now, what are the odds that the Patriot Front and the Black Hebrew Israelites were both marching in New Orleans on the exact same day? B-roll for me, clip two. Both of these groups you might call extremists, whatever. What are the odds that both of these groups are marching? Oh, okay, so the Black Israelites were in New Orleans, and the other ones were in Nashville. They weren't in New Orleans? Okay, so what are the odds? Thank you, crew. They're telling me the other video is from Nashville. So what are the odds that they're both marching on the same day, both of these groups? Now, I'm not deeply embedded in the politics or the organization of the Black Israelites. I'm not deeply embedded in the politics or the organization of the Patriot Front. But the point is, let's say there is some sort of an operative running it or a federal operation running it or some sort of influence over it. They could easily have two groups like this, whether it's Patriot Front or Black Hebrew Israelites or Black Lives Matter or anything else, and they could easily try to have another Charlottesville moment, or they could have another, you know, police brutality situation to try to start some sort of a racial division and try to leapfrog politically off of that heading into the election. So that's a fear of mine. That's a big fear of mine that they could be drumming up to try to get Black people back on the Democrat Party plantation. So I'm real concerned about that. And when you had the Proud Boys trying to rip masks off the Patriot Front, they were all fighting for their lives to make sure that their masks stayed on. So what's that about? So that's kind of a fear I have. Something else the Democrats could have up their sleeve before the election to try to really flare up racial tensions, hoping that'll get Democrats back on the Democrat Party plantation. All right. We've got Ivan Raiklin coming up in the next hour. Folks, remember, all of this is brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. We've got big sales happening, big discounts on top products at InfoWarsStore.com. The Spirit of 76 sale is still live while supplies last.
Survival Shield X3 is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, there are several reasons why you should be considering this product. Frankly, not even considering it, just getting it at InfoWarsStore.com. First of all, we know that nascent iodine supports thyroid health. Now, our thyroid is responsible for several things associated with our health, namely detoxifying, purifying the body, and eliminating the chemicals that we're exposed to, whether they're chemicals in our air, or chemicals in our water, or chemicals in our food. Nascent iodine is key in giving our body and our thyroid the strength and power that it needs to detoxify these terrible chemicals from the way that we are exposed to them in the environment. Now, not only is this nascent iodine incredible for our thyroids, but X3 is specifically designed to be as effective as possible because Survival Shield X3 includes three different types of iodine for one specific reason, to ensure bioavailability. We know that different people have different genes. Some genes are more prone to being able to absorb nascent iodine than others. So we've included three different types of nascent iodine in Survival Shield X3 to ensure that your body is able to absorb and integrate at least one of them into your functioning so that you can be as efficient and healthy as possible. Now, it's not only important to buy Survival Shield X3 because it does things like support thyroid health or because it does things like support detoxification or the enhanced bioavailability, but also because by getting this product, Survival Shield X3 from InfoWarsStore.com, you are supporting InfoWars itself. We know that this is a critical time for our country. We know that we have one of the most important elections, if not the most important election of all time, coming up this November. And so by getting Survival Shield X3 from InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you supporting your health and your body's ability to detoxify itself and power its thyroid system, but you are supporting InfoWars and keeping InfoWars on the air. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get Survival Shield X3, support your thyroid health, detoxify your body, keep InfoWars on the air, and frankly, save humanity.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.